Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 You know, when a centaur has a kid, it's like it's fallen from high up, like a foal does.
Yeah.
But half of the kid is a baby, and that's got to be rough.
Yeah, you know when babies are supposed to come out head first when it's coming out of a pussy haver, regular one, you know, like a human?
Yeah, when they're usually lying down.
When they're usually lying down. But it's too hard to put stirrups on hooves. Mm. And when it comes out, that fontanelle lid is getting mashy.
Yeah, and also, hey, if the baby was going to be okay being dropped from that height, I don't know that it's going to handle having the body of a little horse dropped on it behind it.
Well, the fucked up thing is that have you seen videos of horses being born?
Yeah.
And like giraffes and stuff. It takes them about 20 minutes to start running around. Mm. But babies don't have any torso strength for months and months and months. So basically it's a little horse body sprinting around the yard and the baby going...
Yeah, the baby desperately wants to run. Every time it does, it gives itself a billion concussions. Opens its fontanelle up on its own ass.
The baby's spine is immediately accordioned. Its fontanelle is pierced and cranched in several places. But those little leggies can run, I tell you what.
Good Lord. Yeah, it just looks like you've thrown a baby doll into a wind tunnel. Wow, that baby centaur sure is running fast, but its torso is flapping like a flag in a hurricane, man. It's going every which way. Looks like there's a car sale nearby.
God, that baby centaur top torso is basically a windsock at this point. I can tell exactly the direction that shit's blowing.
Yeah, good Lord. I mean, that's got to be a real parenting fail for all those centaurs out there.
Yeah, do you think they have some sort of net?
You got to hope so.
Some sort of baby net.
Or maybe some kind of big diaper that the baby goes into.
Yeah, birth diaper, yeah. Mm. Which I bet a lot of ladies wish they had, because I remember my sister was like, I made sure that I wouldn't shit when I gave birth by just shitting a lot before I went in, like, as I was going into labor, I just shit a lot so I wouldn't shit
when
I gave birth.
So smart. Wait, did she make it to the toilet or did she just shit her dax?
Well, now, how would that solve the problem, Tom, of being embarrassed that you shit?
Well, I was thinking that it might be...
No, when you go into labor, you're like walking around for so many hours.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like a lot of people's labors, some of them are super quick.
That sucks.
I know. Some of them are super quick like the TV, but some of them take over 2 days.
Man, if a shit I'm doing takes me 3 minutes, that would ruin my day.
Dude, it sucks.
It sucks so bad.
Yeah.
And you're just having the baby the whole time, and then you have to stick around.
Yeah.
Usually.
Hey, are there any lady minotaurs?
Life hack. You don't. Life hack, leave that shit. You did your job.
Leave him.
Do you want to hold the baby? Ugh. No, none of my business.
No. Baby come out slimy.
Come out slimy.
It's true. Baby come out slimy.
Do you want to hold that thing? Dude, if I squeeze that thing right now, it'd fly out of my hands like a watermelon seed. I want you to take that thing away, scrub it up, and then maybe I'll consider shaking its hand.
Yeah, people always want to hold my baby. They never want to hold the placenta. Mm. And I kept that, So, hold me, maybe. Put me in a diaper.
This is my boy Jaden, and this is his brother. He's shy, just holding a placenta.
Holding an old placenta.
Yeah. You were asking
her
about...
Her name's Savannah.
You're asking about other...
Her teacher says she's ahead of her years.
She's actually doing really well in school. All the other kids cheat off her. They're reaching over and just taking a bit of a chunk out of her.
Making them really smart, though.
Oh, hugely smart.
That's what
smart.
It does for kids,
and
I think.
And really full of iron.
Yeah. So wait, you're meant to eat the placenta because it puts cool shit back into you, right?
I think you're meant to eat the placenta because it's funny. I think that's kind of a bit that all mothers
it's
like
funny,
to do.
It's funny, yeah. Sometimes doctors will be like, yeah, actually, we do need to take your appendix out.
Okay, you've put them under now, right? Okay, cool. They're under general. They can't hear me. Not.
Oh my God, I'm so bad. I'm going to do so much shit.
Hey, okay. Now, do you want to... Okay, when we get them up, we'll tell them the appendix is out. Yeah? Okay, cool. Yeah, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. All right, everybody, break. Now, who has Mario Kart on the Switch?
Doctors have bits. People don't know that, but doctors have bits. And
totally.
only doctors can do them.
And they love to do bits. Hey, can you pass me the scalpel? Doctor, I already passed it to... Oh. You.
Doing magic tricks in surgery room. Just doing... Like, you know, hiding the card in the folds of your fingers and stuff, but it's a scalpel or someone's spleen, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, and what's that behind the patient's ear?
Ooh. Oh. I'm pulling the large intestine out of my sleeve and it just keeps coming. They're actually really long.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, 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 yeah.
I can see why this guy was so congested.
Yeah.
There's meters of this stuff in there.
So, Tom, do you think that congestion is a symptom of something you need surgery for, babe?
I think he's all stuffed up, what with all those guts.
I have a cold.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's put you under general.
I think that's a funny bit for a surgeon to do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you well, it's... What? So, doctor, it's been a slow week. And this patient has come in with a cold. All right, let's get them open.
It's going to, I'm so sorry. It's going to have to come off. What? All of it.
All of it.
Everything you got.
We're going to need to rebuild you from the ground up. What we're going to do is we're going to take you apart and put you back together, champ.
Yeah.
All right? We got to take your bones. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to lose some of them. There's a shitload of those things in
there.
There's
so many in there and it's really hard to take. It's just hard to keep track of.
Yeah.
I don't know how those kids do it when they're building iPhones.
Yeah, God.
But, what is that boat that you take bits off of and put new bits on? And then
the
they're like,
ship of Theseus, I think, is what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah?
How many bits of Demi can you reckon you can get rid of and replace before you got a Brenda?
I think genuinely like one.
One?
Yeah, I think you're one bit of
you. You think I go full Brenda immediately?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think there's so little separating you from Brenda, but you're also so Demi that any part of you being removed would compromise the whole.
I'd be really worried about anybody getting my organs if I'm ever in a car crash and they take them for somebody else.
Yeah, they would end up being criminally stupid.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bummer. Sorry.
Now, we have to advise you that if you take this heart, this is a podcaster's heart, immediately they just take the scalpel out of the doctor's hand, drive
it
into
their
own neck. Yeah. No. You should be able to opt out. Or you know what? The organ donors should be able to be like, no, thanks. No, thank you. Creators.
Yeah. No. What would the beat of a podcaster's sound? Ask my head. What would the beat of a podcaster's heart rhythm be like?
Probably like this. So this is the rhythm of our hearts together. One.
Oh, that's funny. But it would be like that too because we never get it right.
Yeah. Well, okay, now let's do a silly one.
That's a very COVID age. This is going to date it if we ever go back to normal.
But don't worry about that.
No, it never will.
You were
going to
ask
forever.
Earlier, are there any female minotaurs?
Are there any female minotaurs?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that...
No good.
Well, actually, in mythology, I don't think there are, but I think if you're an optimist, you'd make it. Yeah.
It's just the one bloke, and then it's also the one in bloody...
That horny lady fucked a bull. She was cursed with being horny for the bull, and then she birthed this thing. Which, you know, we say thing. pretty clear what it is. It's a guy with a bull's head.
It's a guy with a bull's head. Yeah. Well, no, but he's got a whole other body bit too.
What?
Hang on. No, he's got different legs. He's got what? He's got different legs. He doesn't just have guy feet. Imagine a Minotaur right now.
Yeah.
And when he's walking, does he go plap, plap, plap? Or does he go clip, clop?
The one that I imagine goes plap, plap, plap.
Absolutely not, Tom. It has guy feet. No, you are so stupid.
Really?
He has not guy feet and he has a tail of some sort.
Right. Okay.
Might be goat legs.
How much more intimidating, though, is just guy feet?
Fuck, man. Just a bull's head?
Yeah.
And a guy body?
Yeah, huge ripped guy body to, like, play with the... Like, it sizes up to match the size of the bull head, but then just bare feet?
Ew.
Oh, yuck.
Nah, not bare feet, actually. Completely nude and Adidas sneakers on.
Oh! Dick out, flapping in the wind.
Oh!
Above, like, some... cool, like, yeah, Tom, Adidas brand socks.
No socks.
Oh.
I'm really sorry, but no socks.
Just raw dogging a sneaker.
Doesn't that feel French to you?
Yes.
Doesn't it feel completely French?
It absolutely is.
Even just with the no socks but putting your sneakers on, I'm like, that's the confidence and the complete abyss of a nose that a French person has.
Mm. The idea of them doing that is like, oh, okay, I get that. If I did that, people would think that I've been hit in the head.
Mm.
But you've got enough about you that's clearly intentional that you clearly have thought, it is not a sock day.
Yeah.
It is easier to wear the shoes in a way that is very bad.
Yeah. I'm okay. Going to get my shoes pregnant. And I'm going to make a sort of lower leg centaur.
Yeah.
It's a shoe that's... No, it's not a shoe. It's a foot that has laces.
Hey, what about this, Demi?
Tell me about it,
what
stud.
What about just a Minotaur, but he's got a hat on?
Ooh, what kind of hat?
Just every now and again, they just throw a new hat into the labyrinth and he's like snuffing around like...
Can I tell you though? After that, no, I don't think it's like that. I think he's like... Grab hat. Paff.
Yay.
What's the point of the Minotaur? You like trap people in
let
there.
What you think?
Not killing the new people thrown into the labyrinth anymore?
It looks really good. It actually, Sue, I wouldn't have even thought that it was new. I thought...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's get out. Orv.
Fuck. Okay. So the Minotaur thinks that he has such a cool hat.
He wants to show it off.
He's supposed to murder.
He's finally cool enough to go into the city. And they're all like, hey, actually.
Yeah. Does it have horn holes or does it sit between the horns?
Man, you look just like this fucked up guy that the king used to know.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Good vibe about him.
Slapping my knees as I get up out of my chair. Talking to the Minotaur.
All right. Well, keep it real, man. It was great to catching up.
You too. Do you know Hat Store?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, he's going to love that.
It's called Top of the Head too, yeah. It's just across the road. You should go there. Check it out.
Oh, he's having the time of his life in ancient Greece.
Does the Minotaur have a ball ring in his nose?
Huh. You know what?
Sorry, septum piercing. He has a man's body, so not a ball ring.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, you have to know the language if you're going to be like culturally sensitive.
For sure. Yeah.
So, does he?
Yeah, the Minotaur is dressed up like someone who's going to break your heart. It's got the
Yeah, the Minotaur is the Minotaur is the original manic pixie dream girl.
Mm. Yeah, come hang out at my labyrinth.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird shape, but it's quirky like me.
The Minotaur taking you by the hand. Come on, I know a place.
Hey, you've walked bring
around,
your thread.
You've walked around 700 corners of the labyrinth that he's in, and he's like, do you know the mountain goats? Starts his record player.
Oh, fuck. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Here,
he's dancing around with a single feather in his hand. That's what I think. That's what I think completely unselfaware Manic Pixie Dream Girls do. Like when they
just find something and like improvise a dance.
They're just like in their house and they just like when they dance, they're like, I have a feather. That's what I think they do.
Ah.
A single quite large feather.
Oh, God.
Not a peacock feather because that's bad luck. Do you want me to read your sign?
Oh, Lord.
Tarot.
The guy who's getting dropped off in the labyrinth, after 20 minutes, he texts his mum being like, hey, do you know when I was born? What time was I born? Good Lord. Yeah, let's take a break.
Boop.
Boop.
Sorry, can I say something genuinely?
Yeah.
To you and the listeners?
Yeah.
I'm actually sorry about the boop. I didn't mean to. I'm in a different mood. And I booped, and I didn't mean to.
So your response, your unconscious response was just saying boop.
Well, it was something that if I just did it around the house, like we you know?
Yeah, you can't present that.
I didn't want them to know.
Yeah, cool.
So we could take it out, or I can just apologize.
I think it's better you apologize.
All right,
it's good for you to get in the practice.
I'm really sorry.
Okay, good.
I will do better.
Wouldn't hurt you to start wearing makeup around the house, too. All right, take
Let's
a break.
Both.
Just walking around the house, two juggalos.
Good
morning, baby.
Good morning. I'm going to get you big fake lashes.
All right, bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ooh, yeah. I know I told you I had something to talk about, but I thought I'd come up with it by the end of saying ooh. And then yeah, followed by me a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Ooh, you did one too? So that's a little, and did I think of anything?
So I guess we've split
the blame.
Did
I think of anything?
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast where Demi will be buying time for 40 minutes before finally coming up with, you think when the sun gets all the way up there, it's scared of heights or something?
Do you think that the reason it goes back down is because it forgot something in the other room?
Hey.
The sun going up to the middle of the sky, I mean, like, oh, do you know, I can't remember why I came in here.
Oh, crap. Why'd I want to be up here? All I'm doing is illuminating the glory of God's creation, which I did yesterday.
The reason it comes back up again is because it does remember. Yeah.
That makes sense. Hey, the Egyptians...
I needed my keys. Just wanted you to know. I knew you were about to be racist about the Egyptians. And
I
so
wasn't.
I didn't.
Let's start again. Hey, Demi, you think the... David.
David.
Chill out.
Calm down.
Cat just jumped on a container top. David.
Sorry, is this guy bothering you?
Yeah,
that's
he
me
is.
To the container top.
Yeah, and he's bothering me too. Which I know we could all talk about that for a bit.
We could all talk about that. What do you want to say about it? How much was David bothering you and in what way?
Bothering me enough. Honestly, I want to never see him again in my life.
What?
I know.
Tom.
I'm saying it.
You can't.
Get rid of him.
What?
Get rid. Get rid.
Don't.
Demi, I want you to crack him open and empty him into
Don't
a sink.
Say that to me.
Sorry. Okay, I'm kidding. Not the sink.
Not the sink.
Why don't you crack him open, empty him into a big bowl.
All right.
I'm going to slurp him up like with a straw.
No, I want to.
Okay.
I want to be as darling as David.
That would be, oh man, that'd be heartbreaking if the only way to be cute was to eat cute things.
That's what Dracula did.
You're right. It was just out there in hot Europeans for long enough that he actually started looking like one.
Well, that's why he's a vampire. He ate a bunch of vampires and he turned into one of them.
Yeah. I've become what I hate. Vampire.
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 Ate too many Draculas.
And now I guess my diet has shifted to people.
Mm-hmm. What they need should turn back into... Oh, God.
You know,
he should be a big neck, shouldn't he?
Don't you think? Yeah, he should be a neck. If you are what you eat, Dracula is neck.
That's why I don't understand it, guys. This is what I don't understand.
You can tell that you've got a Dracula with sensitive teeth, by the way, if instead of two puncture wounds, you just find one hole from a reusable straw and jab through the neck.
Well, he doesn't want them to be discolored.
Do you think that Dracula ever got to the point where he was like, you know what? Let's change the name of my house.
What was his house's name?
Castle Dracula.
Yeah, man, you got to fly under the radar.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't be calling it a Castle Bad Guy.
Yeah.
Welcome to Bad Guy Manor.
We should name the house we live in.
Ooh.
Call it
Castle Dracula.
Castle Dracula, yeah.
Man, this is easy as hell.
This is so easy.
And honestly, now I see why he went with that name.
Actually, I love it now, yeah. I know why he didn't change it.
And that I recommend you name your house Castle Dracula too if you're listening to this.
Yeah. My house is Castle Dracula. It's just like that movie where all the guys have the same name and then they say it at the end of the movie.
That's how you described Spartacus to me the other day. You were trying to remember the name. I think you said, what's that movie where it's old and all the guys have the same name and they stand up? That's how Demi remembered.
Hey, man, you're not supposed to tell people shit I said, okay?
Okay, my bad. Hey, what's that movie where all the guys are called Spartacus?
It's not what I said. I couldn't remember. If I said that, I wouldn't have asked you. I would have known.
You would have asked. What's that movie called? Hey, we all got the same name here. Jesus Christ. Sometimes being called Tom, sometimes that's what it's like when someone calls out for coffee. Coffee for Tom? I'm Spartacus.
Oh, God. We're tired and we watched a bad movie.
Oh, such a bad movie.
The energy is so bad.
Yeah. I don't think the energy is bad. I think it's different. It's different from our usual energy, which is good.
Oh, yeah. No, the energy is us feeling bad.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes. Man, you know what I'm glad that I never... What? What's up? You're looking around. Are you detecting sounds?
I've been thinking about that movie. The cold one.
The cold one.
Frozen. That movie.
Yeah.
With the singing.
Yes.
You ever seen it?
No.
Why does that bloke even come to... Why does that chili scarecrow come to life?
The snowman.
Snowman.
So I know enough there's a snowman named Olaf.
Oh, man, don't fucking... Come on, man. I'm just trying to get...
I just pushed another name out of your head.
I don't remember my grandma's face.
Hell, who does?
Mom was beautiful.
Yeah.
That's all I remember about her.
I do remember that rack, though. Fuck, Granny was stacked, though.
Granny! Man, it's so funny when grandmas have huge, awful tits.
Oh, man. Where they're like dribbling them around like they're playing FIFA Street.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
When they've just sort of got a life of their own, they're like two lethargic pythons that live on the front of the nana.
It's so cool when a nana has huge tits and they kind of turn into that non-Newtonian fluid.
Yeah,
where it's
yeah.
like, oh, that's a liquid unless you like slap it.
Yeah.
And then it's... That thing's real solid.
Yeah, it's weird. Like a lot of grandma's titties and rumps are made out of corn flour when they get to a certain age. But it's kind of like, why don't, like some of them, like I had two nanas that were like that. And I was like, right. How do you.
You had two stacked nanas?
Two stacked nanas, baby.
Damn.
One of them was called Rose. One of them was called Nancy.
We're burying them in coffins that look like a letter P. Just to make room for that thing.
Okay.
We gotta make room for those tig old biddies on grandma. Hey, bury her face and down so the devil knows what he's missing out on.
Yeah,
because she's headed to heaven.
Well, yeah, one of them was buried in a pea-shaped coffin. The other one was cremated. So we, you know, put her in a pea-shaped urn. Because they keep their shape, dude.
Now,
that's the thing about nana titties.
Will you be having, will one child be taking... the body and the other the titties, holding one much larger urn.
With the tits in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, these things don't quit. They weren't kidding.
Fun.
Yeah, they really do stick around.
The tits.
Breasts, yeah.
They stick around.
Mm.
Yeah, they stick
they
down.
They stick around the chest.
They stick around usually. The chest. They get around the belly eventually.
I think they should just... You know what? Cut loose and roam free. End up on the back. Travel on down to the knees.
I think that would be nice. Like if you, like sort of when you're about to start cooking, just wiggle them around the back and tie them together like apron strands. Wouldn't that be nice?
Tying a loose bun out of my tits to keep them out of my belly button.
My grandma puts her tits in a messy bun and puts on her boyfriend's big t-shirt.
Yeah.
She looks so hot.
Oh, that's so cool. You can look like that, like, oh, I'm not wearing makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tying my tits together around the back. That's so good.
Yeah. Mm. My nana was a hottie.
Congrats. Yeah, at the end when they burned her up.
Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah, my grandma was cremated. The other one I think was buried. So that's fun.
Which is strange. She did not die.
Well, she must have at some point, right? Because I sure don't remember digging her up. It's been what, like two, 3 hours?
How long has it been and why are you all dirty?
Yeah. Listen, she went down there a while back. I don't know. I'm busy. I'm not going to go ahead and check up on her.
When people would talk about like people being buried at sea, I thought they meant, yeah, we went down to the bottom and we dug a hole. And I was like, well, doesn't the dirt float away? How do you make a pile next to the hole that you dig down there?
It must be so hot. But I guess the dirt, like it floats away a bit, but if you pick it up in a big enough clod, it settles back down, right?
Well, also it's the sexy dirt, the sand.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
No mud under the sea, what's that about?
But the reason the dirt is down the bottom of the ocean is because it's heavier than the water. So it'd go back down eventually.
I guess you're right.
Otherwise it'd just be...
Yeah.
The ocean would all be mud.
Because everything goes from light to heavy. So we've got light, we've got cloud, then we've got air, then we've got water, then we've got sand, then we've got devil.
Sorry, right between air and, if I remember correctly, water, I'm there.
You're there too.
Usually I'm there. But hey, sometimes if it's hot and I need to chill out, you'll find me in the water, baby.
I'll find you in the water, baby.
You'll find me in the water.
I'm gonna go for a swim.
Yeah.
Is there anything I won't do?
Oh man, I'm ready to cut loose. Oh boy. Yeah, devil's all the way down there, man. That guy.
Heavy.
Yeah, it is heavy to remember the devil exists.
Yeah. Rough. He big.
He's so big. And he's nasty. Chill out.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that what happens when you get so big and goat leg?
I think you get... If you get either really nice or really nasty, you get real big.
So are we normal regular?
I think you're probably a little bit nasty.
Oh.
Because
but I'm little. But if I was more normal, I would be so much smaller. I'm actually a baby who's really nasty, and that's
Your
why I'm so big.
Your natural height is 3 foot.
Yeah. But I'm nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, man, that was a genuine attempt at starting a sentence.
Yeah.
That's bad. The thing about what have you done? What the fuck did you just lick?
Oh, I ate some chalk.
Why are you holding chalk?
I was just fiddling with it. I bit it, dude. Oh, that was yucko.
Demi, you just bit a stick of chalk.
Ugh.
That's really bad.
Actually, I think I have proven something because you know what I could go for now is some cheese. That was bad. I think I thought it was my vape. I just stuck it in my mouth. Anyway, Tom.
Yeah.
We've been stuck inside for a while.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of us are going crazy.
Things are real samey in here.
Some of us are getting to the point where we want to eat chalk.
Some of us are getting to a point where we want to not piss off our partners while they're working, I bet.
But.
Buh. First day sheep, huh? Buh.
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 Okay, no, you've got the line right, but we want to work on the delivery. One sheep in the field who's got on their first day just standing bolt upright because they don't know what to do with their legs. I know, I just feel awkward, but then I think about it too much. Get in my head. Barreling the farmer.
Barreling him?
Mm.
Like looking
just
him
looking
in the
directly
eye.
In the eye of the farmer. Oh, we're not supposed to do that.
Oh, shit, I forgot. We're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. What you were saying about
I was
how
saying
it's...
that we're stuck inside and it gets samey when you're in the indoors. You
That's
know?
True.
And I was thinking, and I know that, you know, maybe this isn't the right time for it, but would you like to take a trip with me?
I'd love to take a trip with you.
Do you want to know where we're going?
Now
into the cosmos.
Okay, great. Welcome back to Into the Cosmo, the segment where Demi reads a Cosmo, I guess.
I guess I just read Cosmo articles.
Yeah.
So one thing, so when I was looking for, so I found something to talk about with Cosmopolitan magazine internet website.
Yeah.
But one thing that I also found was that they are incredibly lazy because I read four different first date or cute date or summer date or winter date articles.
Yeah.
That all of them, the first date idea is wine tasting.
No.
Hey, Cosmo, are you okay?
That's evergreen?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like summer and winter date ideas, wine tasting. First date ideas, wine tasting, and cute date ideas, wine tasting.
All of them, wine tasting, first date.
All of them are wine tasting, first date. On first tip, first date.
Oh, man, that makes me so mad because you just know that. Like the tip for summer is like cool off with a wine tasting. And then for winter, it's going to be like warm up with a wine tasting. What do I do when I just feel normal?
Oh, feel normal while tasting wine.
Feel more normal with wonderful grape.
What about if I'm depressed? Ooh, you know what'll help that?
I have a cure for you. There is a wonderful grape in town. Yeah, that is fucked up.
Just weird. I mean, that they have different descriptions, but all of the pictures in the wine tasting thing, which makes me think that something is afoot, all of the pictures are of the same wine tasting house.
Oh, my God.
O&O House in London.
Do you think, okay, in terms of date ideas for us, I think wine tasting is real far down the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason for that is we'd have to leave the house, be around other people, kind of put on airs and graces.
Mm-hmm.
I would
or,
have to...
Or wreck it for everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd be... I mean, there's no way I'm sniffing wine without getting some of it up my nose.
Yeah.
I know that about myself. I'm an undignified man.
Yeah. Wonderful bouquet of being up my nose.
Yeah. Do you do other glasses? I smashed mine. I smashed mine by breathing it too hard.
I walk up and be like, hey, I put my glass down somewhere and I can't find it. Clear shape of a sideways glass in my neck.
Ma'am, please.
Ma'am,
It's clearly followed the first glass we gave you.
So they're all of the same. So I think it's just like, anyway, what if you went there?
Also, you don't have to go to a specific event. You can taste wine pretty much wherever.
You can taste wine if there's some wine.
That should taste like shit also.
That stuff tastes dumb.
That tastes like you fucked up a grape.
Wine tastes like stupid.
It's so stupid. And everyone's always saying it tastes like stuff.
It doesn't. It tastes like wine.
It tastes like... You know what wine tastes like often to me? Just like angry dirt.
Yeah.
Like it tastes like I'm eating something I shouldn't be.
Yeah. It tastes like bush gasoline.
Yes. It sucks.
It tastes like something you use to power a cow.
It tastes like you were keeping it in that bottle so I wouldn't get to it.
Yeah.
And you were right to assume I wouldn't because I've got no idea how to use a corkscrew.
I don't know how to use anything, actually.
Mm. In fact, hey, hand me that wine. I'm just going to smash it on the floor. And whatever I get to lick up, whether it's glass, liquid, something in between.
Smash it on the floor and yell yum.
Yep. Let me at it.
That's a delicate flavor.
Oh, yeah. You can really taste the sound.
Yeah, I can really taste the my blood in this.
Oh, yeah. I think this one needed to be swirled a bit more.
Yeah.
I didn't aerate it enough.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how they'd say you can tell that something's bad, right? When it needs more air in it.
Yeah.
Air doesn't taste like anything.
You telling me that I have to do the same thing to this wine that I do to my bike tires for it to work?
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You fucked up, buddy. You fucked up. This is like a 2012 wine. What the fuck? Am I supposed to have an emulator on my tongue or something? What the hell?
We've been inside for a while, so we haven't had any new thoughts. It's a bit hard.
It is weird, hey.
We're just inside, and I'm like, well, I noticed how many skinks there were in the courtyard of our new place.
I've started thinking that maybe I should start reading. And then I think of the very idea of me reading, and I'm like, that is not going to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe I can start watching videos where people slowly pass a book in front of a screen or something, you know?
Yeah. I've been reading a little bit, but it's just facts out of this new timeline book that I got.
This is...
You heard me. I was sitting there reading my book, and I went, oh, no! And you were like, what? And I was like, I didn't know about the bread riot in London in the 1800s.
This is a very discomforting way for you to take in world history. Demi has a book. You describe the book, Demi.
It's just a book that has timelines of history and it has like a
big
year.
Big book, by the way.
Really, really big book. And it starts
like
at
A3 like... A3 almost?
I think it starts at like 500 BC or something.
Mm.
Actually, it's way before that because the Olympics and shit are in it. But like... It just tells you what stuff was happening at the same time. It's in a grid. And it's like, this is what happened this year in like politics and music and literature and shit.
Yeah.
And so I'm just learning what stuff happened at the same time. I think it's fun.
It is fun. It's really strange to be sitting near you and you're like, oh no. What, Demi? Oh, well, a new pope was elected the same year as the Jack the Ripper murders started.
Well, just interested in when Jack the Ripper was around.
It's just strange for you to be taking in information like this.
No, I think it's normal.
Okay, well, yeah, you're right.
I'm going to read through that book and I'm going to give you my new theories. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh.
About who Jack the Ripper was and who he wasn't.
Well.
And other stuff too.
We can rule out this Pope fella because it seems like he was pretty busy that year.
Unless somebody got revenge.
These Olympic athletes, if they're still sticking around from 700 BC.
BC.
Mm. That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Got to save time.
B-E-E-C-Y. 700 BC.
700 BC.
Anyway, so I got around to a Cosmo article that I really liked. 30 funny questions to ask your date.
Oh.
So this is if you're on a first date or maybe on a second date.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of articles right now that's like, this is how to start dating again after lockdown is done. You're going to want to prepare questions, it says. So show up with your cue cards.
Mm.
Now,
a friend of ours did used to prepare cue cards for his dates.
Yeah. What's the best bottle of water you ever drank was the best question.
Yes. So that's Michael Hing.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand this because, like, I'm not – the best in the world at conversation. And I could understand wanting to have something so you're not just... I mean, if I'm working at my best capacity and I just have nothing prepared, I'll be like, what do you think of walls?
Yeah.
Don't you think they're crazy?
Well, That's how you'd bagged me, huh?
Yeah, we're a cautionary tale.
Don't be too good at it.
Don't be too good.
Okay.
So what are the questions that, what are the funny questions to ask a date?
Oh, they're ever so funny. First one is, so you married? If you like dry humor, asking your date something a little absurd is sure to loosen them up and get them to better understand you.
Or just run out of there.
Or just maybe be like, oh, okay, a psycho.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, I am.
Yeah.
And I'm married too. That's how dry my humor is.
Yeah.
I'm a married woman cheating on her husband.
I'm married.
I'm married.
I am married. I'm married to you. You're a 51st dates. Hello, my name is Adam Sandler.
Hello, Adam Sandler here. Do you like the vote?
Number two, want to guess what my passive-aggressive coworker emailed me today?
Oh, my Lord.
You're going to talk about something shitty that happened at my boring job?
And three, also, that is putting so much onus on them. Any kind of guess question is so bad.
Number three, if I pay for drinks, can I complain about my terrible roommate clogging the sink again? Hey, have a better life.
So this is kind of the same thing, yeah.
Stop being so mad.
Yeah. Isn't the function of the question to find out something about someone?
Yeah, like these aren't questions. These are, hey, listen to me?
But this is like something of... That's like such a personality trait that some people have where they're like, ugh, I'm the protagonist and people sure are shitty around me.
Yeah.
And then you listen to them for a bit and you're like, that sounds fine. I feel like you've just heard the rhythm of someone complaining and you're like, that'll be me. If I'm complaining, then I can't be bad.
Like when you have friends that like tell you a story that they are, that for a minute you are convinced will have something to it. And then you realize they're just being boring.
Yes.
So good.
And sometimes you see the horror in their face. Dawn,
sometimes you do, sometimes
like,
you don't. They get to the end, they're like, oh,
isn't that funny? I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing. Yes, go on.
No, nothing. This is the next.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Do give it to me.
Number four, if someone only saw your Spotify. Number four, if someone only saw your Spotify or Netflix accounts, who would they think you are? Now, this one.
Oh.
This one, or Demi, go no well. Someone asks me this, I say, doesn't matter.
They think I'm dead. They think Netflix is just boosting its numbers on the things that no one in their right mind would watch. What did we watch last night? Abducted.
Mm.
Featuring Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. Massive piece of shit guy.
Massive piece of shit guy. Very bad movie. Sigourney Weaver in it.
Really strange.
Very strange.
Five, would you rather be TikTok famous or win a Grammy? Shut up, I'd say. Six, what's your best dad joke? Hey, can you tell me something that isn't funny and is defined by not being funny?
Oh, boy.
Funny question to ask your date. Seven, what was the first R-rated movie you ever saw? Who took you?
Hey.
They're immediately like a Serbian film.
A Serbian film.
Oh.
I was taken by a man whose face I never saw. I watched it live. They let me visit the set. That's not good.
Yeah. What's a word you pronounced wrong your whole life?
I would be asking someone, what's the first R-rated movie you ever saw? And if their answer is from any time before they were 18, I will be calling the police on the person that took them to it.
I'll be calling the CIA.
Yeah.
FBI. Mm. Fuck this.
Yeah, we want to get the feds in here.
Oh, well, you weren't supposed to see that then. Ooh. I have to go.
Hey, and did you download that legally? I see. Somewhere across town, cops battering down the door of whatever dad downloaded, I don't know, Sausage Party or whatever.
Have you got what you paid for?
What's that from?
That's the, you wouldn't download a chip or something.
Oh, yeah. That was part of it too. They were like, yeah, it feels better to pay for a movie
in
the anti-piracy ads.
It actually feels better to have my money.
Have you got all the special features you deserve?
You mean the on-set gallery photos of Jack Sparrow?
That was crazy, huh?
Yeah.
When they were giving out special DVD features that were just galleries for you to click through.
Very strange.
And you know that UI was laggy, Demi.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And you got, oh, you've got the long loop of music and interactive fun.
One that I always listened to was Raise Your Voice. I just put that DVD on and let it loop.
the DVD of the Raise Your Voice?
Just the menu music.
You wouldn't.
Nope. Can't remember a damn thing happened in the movie. Never paid attention to it. Only put on the menu music. Sucked too. It's very annoying.
Why do you do this?
Fun.
How old?
Oh, well, it was mostly like 15, I suppose, 14 or 15.
And you were like, I got to have this music.
I would like get friends over and be like, hey, check this out. It's my favorite song. Put on the menu music for Raise Your Voice.
I used to actually, no, this is brought this up in me. I used to have the Futurama DVDs and I tried to work out a way that I could loop them so it just played the opening theme music because I thought it was so cool.
The opening music that sounds like a mule kicking a bell over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
What's a word you pronounced wrong your whole life?
Yeah.
And I hope you're not self-conscious about it. Tell me now.
Hey, what's wrong with you? Sorry, I forgot. I'm
taking stock.
Yeah. You got to tell me. You got to tell me what's wrong.
Can you please tell me about your best worst school photo? Okay.
Oh, these photos, these conversation starters, Demi.
What was your AIM screen name?
Well, that's like if you're dating in your 30s, I guess.
I suppose so. What was your worst middle school fashion trend you participated in? Okay. Huh. What do you buy?
Well, let's try and engage in that one. What's a scants? What?
Skirt pants attached.
What?
Scants.
So it's like a...
It's skirt pants. They are attached.
Man, I can't even picture that.
Scant.
Because what I have is just, I would wear a long sleeve shirt under a t-shirt.
Yep, shorts.
And then if I was ready to really do it to them, I'd wear a collared shirt over that.
Oh, yeah, layers.
Mr. Layers turned up. He's not getting layered. He is. All of these are staying very on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to wear the collared shirt under a t-shirt, and the collared shirts were often too big, so I kind of, like, I had the texture of kind of a wrapped salami. Very strange.
Yeah, I used to do that. That was a whole thing for a second there.
Mm.
Congratulations, shirt companies. You really tricked us. Damn, we worked out a way to sell these dipshit kids three times as many shirts as normal by tricking them into thinking it was an outfit.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta have a long sleeve white shirt because that goes with everything. But sometimes I'll want a darker edge, so I gotta get a black long sleeve. Oh, and do I want it to fit? No. Not at all.
No, I don't.
No. I want it to be both too tight and too short.
Ugh. What do you buy too much of but seem to never have enough of?
What the fuck is this? Are you trying to hide the fact that you have the one ring? That's a riddle.
What do you buy too much of but seem to never have enough of?
Time.
It's time.
Okay, now it's my turn. All right. What's in my pocket?
The mountain. That, shit. No, that was the wrong answer. That was the first question he
Colin
asked.
Colin checking his
fuck.
Lines.
Fuck. Line precious.
That was a whole thing in stand-up for a bit there, just doing the Gollum voice.
Yeah, really bad. It was that, and then it was the guy who dresses like Batman but is someone's dad in Star Wars.
Darth Vader?
Yeah, people used to love doing fucking Darth Vader.
I think it's because they're both easy impressions.
Darth Vader's not fucking easy.
What? Yeah, he is.
What are you talking about?
Now you
was
do
that
it.
That Blinky Bill?
No.
The fuck? That doesn't sound like anything.
That sounds exactly like Darth Vader.
It's not a fucking easy impression. You can't just say,
I am your father.
That's not even the line.
Yeah, but you don't need the
That's
line.
That's not the line. Tom doesn't know anything.
Okay, line is, well, my name is Darth Vader.
All right, you sound like Ron Weasley.
No, I don't.
You fucking do.
I sound normal.
You sound shit.
I sound normal now, but I sounded like Darth Vader just then. I got confused as to what I was defending myself and my old instincts kicked in.
What could you possibly answer that is interesting to what do you buy too much of but never seem to have enough of?
Yeah, I think...
Penis lengtheners, ma'am.
Condoms for fucking my women, you see. Oh, I'm ever so short on condoms, which I buy extra large, by the way. Yeah, I save money by buying extra large condoms because I only use about an inch of them at a time. So you can really just use these up and a few times over.
My anti-woman murdering pills, of course.
Yeah, I keep buying this stuff, but wouldn't you know it, I always run out.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
And you'll know when I've run out. Or will you?
Or will you? It might be cut to black for you.
What's the cheesiest internet pop psychology advice that actually struck a chord with you? Can you shut up?
That doesn't sound funny either. That's just asking for genuine...
Does being an influencer sound like heaven or hell? Ooh, the next one, Tom, you're going to love.
Okay.
What's the best Wi-Fi name you've seen?
That's funny.
That's fucking funny.
I love to open up my phone and see pretty fly for a Wi-Fi. Do, 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 do. Opening up my phone in public and just doubling over.
Yeah. Lando Calrissian.
My Borat voice, my Wi-Fi.
Oh, shit.
Call an ambulance, everybody, because I'm laughing myself to an early grave.
Why find the Zodiac Killer? God, are these all Ricky Gervais living in my apartment block? You
Why
fucking kidding me?
Zodiac Killer?
Yeah.
I mean, I got an answer. What? He seems like a pretty bad dude.
He was all right. Who cares? He's just mucking about. I was just mucking about.
It's so
He's in
funny.
Handcuffs.
Yeah, it's.
I was mucking about. Oh, it's a joke.
It was a prank, bro.
I was being stupid.
It
Don't.
Was sardonic.
Man, nobody gets me.
Man, you're not even allowed to do like a dry British string of murders in America because no one gets your humor over here.
Yeah. Ugh.
I can't believe it. Wouldn't you know it? Next thing you know, it's illegal to kill couples. In their cars. I don't know. Can't do anything anymore.
It's because I'm telling the truth. That's what was wrong with it.
That's because I'm telling the truth. I thought I've got a new alphabet and I want to launch it. Next thing I know, apparently doing viral marketing by killing couples in their cars.
No, it's not because of that, Zodiac Killer. No. It's because you masturbated in a doorway in front of Jack the Ripper. That was why.
That makes
sense.
That
is why people don't like you anymore.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
If your life was... the expectation reality meme, what would the two pictures be?
Oh, brother. I expected that I would be a happy, fulfilled person at the age I am, but instead I am here every day, a grey forever stretching towards the horizon.
Mine would be SpongeBob.
Like the ocean in a black and white film.
Mine would be SpongeBob.
Motionless, stuck here in the doldrums.
Probably SpongeBob
Nothing
going
breaks the surface of the...
And,
sorry, but, I cut you off. You were talking about SpongeBob.
But then he sits inside. And
that sounds cool.
That'd be mine.
Yours sounds fun.
If you were an amateur wrestler / D-list superhero, what would your name be?
Susan. Just panicking and taking their name.
Bored of woman guy. That's what my name would be. Shut up.
Shut up.
What's your go-to karaoke song? Oh, Tom, tell me.
I don't have a go-to karaoke song. I'll tell you what my go-to karaoke song is, Demi.
Go-to home.
Yeah, for real. Hit the road, Jack. But replace Jack with Tom. So I'm out of there.
That is a song, though. So is it Hit the Road, Jack?
Well, I've been to one karaoke night in my life, and I sat the whole time. And it was one of those times where I was like, man... I'm waiting for this to tick over to me being like, I'm really glad I came, but I'm just sitting here like, I was sober and then I tried to get drunk and I was just sitting there so jealous of the good time everyone else was having, but I wasn't lacking any of the things they had. I was just me in that context and that made enjoying any of it impossible. And I was like, and some of them were good singers, some of them were bad singers. Even the ones who were bad singers were able to have fun. And the ones who were good singers were, you know, you were able to watch them, but I couldn't watch them without being like, God, I wish I was either of you.
Jesus
it was so
Christ.
Hard being around people because I was like, I wish I was anyone but me.
You could have just
and anywhere but here.
Done some karaoke.
I couldn't.
Why?
Because it's so hard.
It's not.
It's impossible to me.
It's impossible to do?
It genuinely is impossible to me.
Wow.
The idea of having fun in that context is a faraway dream.
What's a book you've never read but have pretended to read?
I feel like I just failed a first date conversation. And I'm so glad we're together because that is genuinely what would happen if I was on a first date.
Karaoke's stupid.
It seems nice. I wish, I wish I could have fun.
I would go because my friends wanted to go and like it is fun, but I would just be like, well, this is a game to see how many times I can pick a song and then sing the lyrics to Candle in the Wind instead of that song.
Yes. You used to do that with what, Benny and the Jets?
I used to do it with Benny and the Jets, and then I would just pick every... I went through one night and did every Elton John song on the list and did the lyrics to Candle in the Wind.
Candle in the wind
tonight.
That's funny. That's a fun bit. What I did is sit very still, but then sometimes I'd like... bob around just to show I was still there. I was like, man, I remember, this is a thought I had. I was like, don't stay too still or they'll be startled that you're still here. Oh, brother.
Oh, God. Somebody just throwing their jacket on your head because they think you're an empty chair.
Yeah, just like fucking bounce passing a handbag onto me.
Fuck.
It was so bad. There were really cool people there as well. Oh, brother.
What would your vanity license plate be?
Ooh, thank you. On a car. I would have it on a car. So fast.
I'd have it on my car.
Yeah.
Going fast.
WMNKLR. Does that stand for woman killer or women killer? First one, then the other. Hey, do you want to go to a second location? I mean bar with me? I think a vanity license plate. Well, I don't know. I remember finding that vanity license plate salesperson or sales site a while back and seeing the ones that were just like XOXO or...
They're like $500.
Yeah, $500, like $600. And the pitch being like, these are perfect for anyone who wants a little bit of mystery.
My dad tried to buy me a vanity license plate when I got my car.
Oh, yeah.
Like a bunch of years ago when I still lived in Melbourne. Mm. He wanted to buy me the vanity license plate that said Mr. Cool.
What stopped him?
Because we went on the website and I was like, it's available. And he was like, oh. And then the next day, dad went on to buy it and somebody had snapped it up.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man, your dad.
He was so excited to buy me my vanity license plate.
That is genuinely some of the most supportive parenting I can ever imagine. A dad being like, you're Mr. Cool. Oh, brother, that's so nice.
What's something that's embarrassing but shouldn't be?
Oh, God. I think more stuff should be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I think there is... Listen, I know how much of a wowzer I'm going to see, but I truly believe in the importance of shame.
Oh, my God. Have you talked to your therapist about this?
No, and we've got too much to work through. This is like years down the track. We got to the point where she was like, Tom, that's very bleak. And I'm like, I know.
Oh, God.
In reference to my worldview.
Here's a real knee slapper of a question. What's the stupidest way you ever hurt yourself?
Oh, that's good. I was driving home late at night. It had been raining. I'd been drinking. Since the afternoon, I'd been drinking. This was 1-2 in the morning. I hit what I thought was a dog. Slowed down, stopped. Don't know why. I've hit other dogs. I'd hit 3 that night. This one, something was different. I got out of the car, turned around, you know. Through the pouring rain, I could recognize that's not the shape of a dog. That's something different.
Ah, I fell off a seesaw.
Yeah. I was trying to play on it alone. I think that's probably, I mean, I've hurt myself some dumb ways on play equipment. To see you fast, you'll feel.
Okay. It's a quick pivot.
Yeah.
Just a different Cosmo article. 5 extremely hot, brackets and actually doable, car sex positions.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. First one, road cowgirl.
What?
One of the best car sex position I've tried is simply cowgirl, says Kay Johnson.
You do it on a dirt road.
You do it on a dirt road.
Do it on a dirt road. Pull over. Get him to drop his pants. Get on there. Hey, put down a towel if you want to, but if he's a real man, he'll cop the gravel on the back.
It's meant to be in the car, though.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, wait. You were thinking the people were the car. So you have to get... have to be the car and lie down on the road like a car would.
What I thought was that these are positions for when you're having sex in a car, but my first thought was, well, you get out of the car.
Like, exit the car.
Step one of each of these has to be like, pursue a better thing than the car.
Also, you're going to be bonking your head on the roof of the car either way. It doesn't make any sense. Road cowgirl is just, that's not something.
I like road cowgirl though, because it does let me continue to press the accelerator. And steer if she gets out of the fucking way.
Second one, car doggy. You sound like a toddler on a walk to school pointing things out. What are you talking about?
What is the structure of car doggy?
It's doggy style in a car.
What do you mean? What part of the car?
It doesn't even have a picture of a car.
They don't even show the car.
If you have a larger SUV or minivan, open the trunk and get on all fours. You're just turning the car into a room. You're not giving tips on how to be in the car.
Now, you're familiar with how you'd put a dog in a car. In this, you are the dog. And part of the car is played by, you guessed it, the car. Jesus Christ.
It's basically saying, now we know a car isn't the right place to have sex, but doggone, we're going to do it.
Guess what? In a car, you can do it from behind. Person on top.
Holding onto the back seats or flattening them while your partner approaches from behind, which is really good because you want to be doing some like physical admin while someone is approaching you with their wang.
Approaching from behind makes it sound like they were up the street.
Yeah.
Right? Like that doesn't
They're driving
like...
up in their car.
Yeah, that doesn't...
And they're going to have to want to stop really, really quickly so they can make it through the windshield and inside you.
Yeah. Hey, unbuckle that seatbelt, pal.
Yeah.
You're going for a one-way trip to pussy town.
Turn off those airbags.
Turn off those
Play
airbags.
With her fun bags.
Come on.
What?
Now that's fun.
Now that's just fun. That ain't hurting nobody either.
Hey, by the way, while you're driving, try having sex this way. At home after the drive. All this is so stupid.
That is backseat face sitting.
What?
If you're into face sitting, head to the back seat for something a bit more acrobatic.
That is number three.
If you're on the receiving end, have your partner sit on the floor with their back against the seat.
What?
So you're basically just doing a finishing move on them.
Here's a way to have sex in a car. Get your partner ready to powerbomb you and then suffocate them with your clam.
Use the car like a weapon, a la the Bourne Identity.
Yeah, what I'm going to need you to do is pretend you're the face hugger in Alien and just clamp on. That's so dumb. You can't say a sex position and then be like, I haven't made you out.
Lower your vulva onto your lover's face. Yes, you'll start to feel it in your quads after a while, but the on-the-go oral is worth it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Riccio.
Here's the thing about face sitting.
Mm.
If I'm doing it, I'm not holding any tension in my quads.
It's called sitting.
I'm full sitting.
It's called sitting.
I'm not wall sitting.
Hey, don't be a chair if you don't want Mahiney on there, huh?
Totally. You're taking... the full weight. All my brunt.
I'm in the back seat naked from the waist down. I go, hey, couch face, get back here. I'm tired.
Come on, pal. I've been on my feet all day.
This car doesn't have a tongue.
So what's number five?
Help me. Get back here.
Are we at number four or five?
Right, number four. Number four is lie back and take it. Yeah, you can just lean over and give or get oral, but a more mutual experience, you're going to have to move it to the back. So number four appears to be, get in the back seat and do it.
It seems honestly, like, damagingly deceptive to in your, like, big book of car sex tips to leave out of, to four out of five. Why don't you move to the back seat?
Get in the back seat.
Good Lord.
Why don't you get in the back seat?
Jesus Christ. You'd hate to check out Zuma Makeout Point where everyone's taking these tips.
Oh, God. Good All right, Lord. So just to cover, road cowgirl, car doggy, backseat face sitting, lie back and take it. Last one is half-blooming lotus.
What?
Mm-hmm. While lotus is typically practiced with two partners straddling one another simultaneously, half-blooming lotus modifies the position for comfort in your car.
What the fuck is lotus?
Like this.
Oh, it's sitting cross-legged and then the other person is sitting on you cross-legged also.
Like you're a chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me think of that game you play as kids where you like put your hands on top of each other real fast and you try and be the person who...
comes.
No. You didn't try and do that. My point is, all of these sound bad.
Yeah. Well, all right. What's the best way? What is the best one there? What could you do? What could you do to make it good? What is the best car sex?
Number two, I would do the car doggy because that at least means I have a roomy SUV.
All right. So you're gamifying the question by saying, if I do it like this, I get a big car.
I'm selecting based on, yes, which one of these will present me with the best value for money.
I'm saying let's make one. What is a better one? Let's think of a better way to root in a car.
Okay. Complete your journey.
Okay.
Okay.
To Orgasm Town.
Yes. And once you're in Orgasm Town where you live, pull up to your house, pull up in the driveway.
And
get
stay
out.
In the car and fuck each other.
No. Open the door of the car.
And then close it again sexually.
No. Flirting by opening the door of the car. No. You open the door of the car. You get out of the car.
You get back in the car. You shut the door. You fuck each other.
No. No. No, Demi. You open the door. You get out of the car. And then
you get in your other car. You fuck each other in the other car. Two cars.
You've got your Ferrari.
You get your Ferrari, sexy car. Get in the Ferrari, fuck each other.
No, I think that the best way to have sex in a car, obviously you open the door, you get out of the car, and then once you're out of the car, you get your keys out and you put them in the front door of the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Twist them, open up the front door of the house. Then once you're in the house, you go upstairs and you go to the bed.
Which is shaped like a race car.
No, it's shaped like a normal bed.
Ah.
And you lay your lover down on that. And then you lay yourself down on that, I assume next to them. And by then, honestly, you're probably tired. It sounds like you've had a big day. You've been driving for a while.
Uh-huh.
Maybe treat yourself to a bit of a nap.
Yeah.
And then...
wake up from the nap, go outside, get back in the car, fuck each other.
But hey, wait a second. You can't do that. You left your keys inside.
Oh, no.
Start over. You died. Oh, you forgot one core part.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went back outside to the car to try and fuck, but without the keys.
Yep.
Hey, you starved to death. You locked yourself out of the house as well. Those keys were absolutely foundational.
Yep.
Seems here you were savaged to death by wolves while you were trying to make love. Yeah, I guess you shouldn't have tried for the car again without the keys.
Strange, huh?
Nah.
What? Nah.
Yeah, I think, oh, geez Louise. I get my understanding of like sex in the car is that the whole thing of it is it steams up the windows.
Yeah,
here's another thing that steams up the windows. Being in the car just normal.
Being in the car just normal, it cold outside.
Hey, you know what? If you're not in the mood to have sex, go ahead and treat yourself to an argument in the car.
If you're having sex.
Because that's going to steam up the windows just as much.
If you're having sex in the car, it's because you're 17. You don't have to do it when you live in a home.
Once you have access to another area.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to use whatever area that is.
You think they're doing it to make their house jealous?
Yeah.
I think so too.
Mm. Let their bed know that they have other options.
You just won't work with me. You won't help me invent a new car sex position. I'm mad at you because of that.
Okay. If I'm in a car
and
I'm looking for ways to have sex, I guess the first thing I do is I'll pull over. I'll pull the keys out of the ignition.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to open the car door.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to get out. I'm going to put my penis in between the door.
I was going to say. Well, I guess I'm going to.
And after about seven slams, I'll be done.
I guess. Okay, well, let's see here. I'm sitting in the car. I'm in there with my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to have sex. I guess my first move is to put my thing in the glove box and just hope something comes by and nibbles at it. Because I sure know she doesn't want a bar of me. Not with what I'm rocking. Boy, oh boy, you wouldn't want this thing within a freaking yard of you once you got done with a road trip with me. Yeah, I don't know. I think that maybe, heck, you know what? Maybe you can have a nap in there and you can have a saucy dream.
So that's your that's the best car sex position you can think of, is have a nap in the car and have a dream.
Maybe if you, like, get in the boot, someone will come along and be like, hey.
Maybe if you get in the boot, someone will come along and be like, hey.
I'm trying to think of the stuff that would make someone have sex with me in a car. And I think the closest I can get is if I'm in the boot,
yeah,
and someone opens it up, yeah, and I'm like, oh, wow, you won. Now you get to fuck me. I think maybe if they thought it was a prize,
yeah,
they'd do it.
Well, they'd wonder how they got so lucky.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. As much as I want, yep. But yeah. I don't want to very much at all. That sounds normal.
That's enough of it then.
Well, clamber in here, old chum. And have at me. Do what you like. Well, do whatever I want. Yep, do whatever you want to in this very moment. Okay, closes the car boot. Sex position in car be?
Okay, so first of all, what I do is I'm in the front seat.
Okay.
I
passenger seat or driver's seat?
Driver's seat.
Okay.
I take the keys out of the ignition.
Okay.
I open the door.
Now this seems familiar.
Uh-huh. I go inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm making myself a sandwich. Because I got a little bit hungry. I was out driving all day.
Well, you've been so horny.
Have
the sandwich. After the sandwich, you know what? Maybe I was just hungry.
Actually, I feel like it. And I'm a bit full.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit bloated. It was a really good sandwich. But a little bit bloated.
Boy, oh boy.
And I guess I come on the floor. It's the only place I deserve to chuck it, you know?
You've been naked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I guess I go back out to my car and I invite you in. Into the house.
Okay, well, I'm dead because you forgot to crack a window.
Oh, shit. Got really hot in there.
I boiled to death. Frantically pulling my pud, trying to work out a way to jack off one last time.
Pouring at the windows.
I can't even open the door to slam it on my awful little dick.
Yeah, child lock was on.
Child lock was on, yeah.
You should put child lock on more things.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I don't want him having access to pretty much anything.
No.
Mm.
I want to trap him in a cube.
God damn, dude.
And put a kid in a Magneto cube.
Man, that Magneto guy sure had it made, huh?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the places that you'll see, like, influencers living in sure do look like how Magneto was living in X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
Just like this see-through plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous place.
Gorgeous, beautiful cube. They've taken all the metal out of your blood and stuff.
Oh, God, that fucking ruled. X-Men 2 is so good. I mean, it sucked shit and was terrible.
And on that note, thank you so much for listening to Big Soft Titty Dot PNG.
Yeah.
Try fucking in your car. But remember to leave the car first.
Yeah, remember that. First step of having sex in your car, leave the car. Wander into your house, your palatial house. No one else is at home. Mm. Of course. Now down to the luxury car garage. Time to pick which one of these. Man, that would be so crazy. Can you picture anything more unhinged than having sex in a car in your own garage?
In your garage, yeah.
Woofty, goofty.
Really strange. Garage is inside the house. Car is inside the garage. You're inside the car.
There's so
many layers between me and the sun.
Yeah, and you're probably like, let's think here, like 20 meters away from your bed. Good Lord. Yuck.
Yucko.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Check out the Patreon for more apps. Check out our Twitch streams if you want to see us do bullshit live. Yay. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Goodbye.
Bye.
My birthday's soon, so you have to send me presents to my parcel locker.
Don't.
My birthday's soon.
Don't.
Send me presents. Thank you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.